Ms. Lovins, welcome to the German Dream Project.
Thank you.
Ms. Lovins, you are one of the world's most renowned experts in energy policies and environmentalism, and you have co-authored 9 books. One of them is the world bestseller Natural Capitalism. Over the years, visionaries and dreamers like you have repeatedly expressed their hope that especially Germany could be the country that will free the world from its heavy dependency on oil. Why Germany?
The world faces overwhelming problems. Germany has already begun to bring forth the kinds of technologies that can be a significant part of answering many of these challenges. Germany has been doing this for very sensible reasons, to get off of oil, to get off of technologies that emit carbon, to foster German industries. But I think there's also a more important reason for Germany and for Germans to be involved with this. People are hungry for, what does it mean to be alive? Why am I here? What contribution can I as an individual, can we as a community, make to solving the world's problems and to building the kind of life day to day that brings satisfaction, that brings joy, that brings meaning to life? The world needs a new dream. And people are throwing themselves into various forms of fundamentalist religions, into lifestyles that make no sense, trying to answer this hunger. There's an enormous opportunity for German people as individuals, for German companies, for the German government to begin to pull these threads together, to begin dealing with problems like climate change and other environmental challenges, to use the enormous German technical capacity and industries that are already making money on things like solar and wind, and the German ability to put forth sensible policies around designing a sustainable future for Germany, for Europe, and for the whole world.
Germany suffers from severe unemployment. About 5 million of our people are without a job. And amongst those who have a job, 1 out of 7 work in the automotive sector or closely related industries, which is why many people wonder why in the world would we try to build new kinds of cars that might wean us off oil but also risk one of the country's strongest economic backbones?
Well, I think the answer is clear to anyone who thinks about it. The burning of oil is changing the climate in ways that none of us are going to like. The attempt to get a hold of oil has the United States and its so-called allies now in a war in the Middle East. China has entered the world oil market, and this has run oil prices up. Everybody needs a way to have mobility that we desire and yet get off of imported oil. German car excellence using German creativity should be brought to bear on producing high-quality, fun, exciting cars that run on the sorts of fuels that we can grow through a reinvigorated agricultural sector, or on the more sophisticated technologies like hydrogen fuel cells, or on technologies we haven't even thought of yet. The preeminence in the world now of Toyota stems in large part from its having quit nibbling at the bullet some years back and committed itself to hybrid technology. Honda is committing itself to fuel cell technology. And in my country, General Motors and Ford now have their stock valued at junk level. There is a connection.
We Germans pride ourselves with being environmentally progressive, and Germany's government likes to refer to Germany as an environmental world champion. However, when it comes to harvesting the economic profits of environmentalism, Germany seems to fall behind, and you just mentioned Japan now being the world's largest exporter of not only hybrid cars, but also solar panels. And Japan being the country that gives the world new hope for a more sustainable future, much more than Germany does. What do you think Germany needs to do practically to recapture its environmental leadership position?
Leadership in the world comes from a domestic conversation about what kind of a country do we want to be. I think it's okay to dream about the future. To ask yourself, what can I do to make this a better place to be? Whether you are a young person still in school, whether you are someone looking now for what your career is going to be, whether you're a mid-career executive, whether you are a government official. I think the first thing Germany can and should do is take this conversation very seriously. There's a connection between unemployment and lack of a dream, lack of leadership, and lack of innovation, lack of a commitment to make your companies world-class, competitive on a world scale. As we enable the developing world to gain a higher standard of living, we're going to have to do it in different ways than the West has developed. We have to do it with creativity. The country that leads in doing this, in bringing high engineering, high technical capability, and coupling that with viable local companies in developing countries, will do very, very well.
If you as an expert, Ms. Lovins, an expert of globalization and sustainable development, if you were asked by young people in Germany what you would suggest they do to equip and educate themselves for the emerging job markets of the future, what would you recommend?
We in the West, and I think Germany in particular, train people in deep silos of disciplines. If you're a physicist, you don't talk with engineers. If you're an engineer, you don't talk with artists. We have very few interdisciplinary, cross-disciplinary, cross-visionary educational programs. So what I would advise young people to do is to learn as much as they can about every discipline that is not their chosen major, and to force the educational institutions to enable them to learn at least something about everything. About a month ago, I taught a course in sustainability for engineers. I've never taken an engineering class. I've had to teach myself what I know about engineering. What's most important in today's world is the ability to learn, not the technical knowledge that comes from being expert in any particular discipline. Expertise is important, and we need people who are good experts who the managers can hire. But I think we need to be teaching managers who know how to manage whole systems, whole companies, whole communities, whole farms, whole countries, the whole world. And that ability to think holistically and to think in whole system is what is most missing in today's educational system, and I think what's most needed.
You yourself, you travel the world as an advisor to large corporations and governments, while in your spare time at home in Colorado, you like to ride rodeos. What role did dreaming play in the formation of your own very diverse career?
I spend time each day simply letting my mind wander and seeing what it's feeling at that point and where I want to go in the future, and literally daydreaming, letting scenarios form themselves and play themselves out about what could I do about this situation or about this part of my life or about this part of my work. It can be made much more formal. Royal Dutch Shell calls it scenario planning, where you tell plausible stories about what the future could be. This is not forecasting. This is not an attempt to say what will be, but rather to understand what it would be like if it went this way or if it went that way, and to live within that reality for a little while. So one option that I looked at one point was becoming a professional rodeo rider, and I was a member of the Colorado Professional Rodeo Association. I spent a lot of time literally dreaming, awake, conscious, what would it feel like to go all the way to the top in rodeo? And it just didn't feel as satisfying, as good as the work that I'm doing now. And I make my choices in my life very consciously through this, if you will, tasting, feeling, being in a dream. Every day when I wake up, I choose what I'm going to do, what my life is going to be. As a result, I'm pretty happy with my life. Shell calls it a no-regret strategy. And they use it to plan how they move billions of dollars around the planet. I use it to plan each day.
Do you think that this method of yours and what Shell as a corporation is doing of conscious daydreaming of future scenarios, do you think this method would also apply to the future of whole nations?
Certainly. The guts of it is setting up alternative, plausible stories about the future. Your scenarios can be completely contradictory. And then seeking to understand what are the drivers, what are the knowns, what are the unknowns, what will be the decision points, what do you need to know more about to be confident that this particular scenario is internally plausible.
Your own home country, America, had one of its most inspiring eras when it dreamt of doing the impossible of sending a person to the moon. What is your most outrageous, most visionary dream that could bring this kind of inspiration to Germany and our people? What is your biggest dream for Germany?
Germany is a highly advanced, educated, technically capable country that has all of the ingredients needed to bring forth for itself and for the rest of the world the sort of new dream that the world needs. What we should be doing is working in developing countries to enable them to meet their own needs using world best practice in sustainability technologies, ways to meet your needs for energy, water, healthcare, housing, education, sanitation, transportation, all the things that we have to have in ways that can create viable local businesses so that the capacity gets built there in the country. We know that investing in energy efficiency and renewable energy brings more jobs per dollar invested than investing in any kind of central power station. We know that it brings greater security. Simply put, it is a better way to live. This, I think, is a dream that young people can commit themselves to, and that at the same time can enable companies in places like Germany to prosper.
Ms. Lovins, Germany is known for its organizational and logistical prowess, for example, with the 13 million vehicles it manufactures every year. However, how do you think Germany could create a more inspiring image of itself around the world? Or to put it in marketing lingo, how could Germany become more sexy?
I think Germany can become sexy as a nation by working with people around the world to meet their needs in ways that are empowering to those people. When you meet a person, say, if you met a girl who looked at you with shining eyes and said, "Wow, what a person you are," that gives you the feeling of you can take on the world. If I meet a man who says to me, "You are so capable. You have what I need," it makes me feel good. It makes me want to be with that person. We appeal to people based on what's inside us, on the shine in our eyes, on the way we make the other person feel. The needs around the planet are so enormous. Most of us look at those needs and say, "What can I do? I'm just one person. I can't make a difference." And yet if we start as individuals, as companies, as countries, to say, "Right, what can I do? How can I make a difference?" And we start making that difference. We actually start working with another person, with another community, with another country, to empower them. That's how we become sexy and appealing and wanted and needed. That's real. And when I go to sleep at the end of the day, I know that I have made just a little bit of a difference. And I sleep well at night. I have very sweet dreams.
Ms. Lovins, thank you so much for sharing your dreams with Germany.
You're very welcome. I look forward to dreaming together.